Hello, familia. So, this week was pretty good. Pretty flipping fast. Like, really, really fast. Like, way too fast, actually. That's okay. I don't really remember what we did. Not gonna lie. I think we did missionary work, Elden Nance. What do you think?
I know we did missionary work. What missionary work we did? No clue.
I know we did work.
But we definitely did.
But we definitely did it. We
you
definitely.
Didn't learn anything from last week, though, did you?
Probably
you
not.
Know how you know how you just started that recording?
Yeah, I know. I don't really care.
Dude, one day they're gonna make like a show, like a missionary movie, like, and it's gonna have an Elder LeBaron in it, with an Elder Dance. Because Elder LeBaron is gonna be a really cool prophet someday.
Yeah. Right.
And they're always going to have them saying, hello, familia, all the time. Like, whenever they walk to a member's house, hello, familia.
Real funny, Elder Nance. Real funny.
I bought a soccer ball, and it's a lot of fun. That's what happened this week.
Yeah, now you're just breaking everything. Breaking everything, eating all my food. What more, man?
I eat all your food.
All right.
You don't even have money for food, so...
Yeah, because I buy it all too. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I make.
It's because you experiment with food.
It's because I make bad decisions.
Yes, like buying a bag of gelatin stuff. Like,
yeah.
We haven't even used half that bag yet. It's been.
I know, but it was only like 30 pesos, so I don't really feel that bad. Oh well.
It's been a weird week.
So Monday we went to Punta Lara, and that's like it's like the ocean pretty much, but it's not the ocean because it's the river, because we're far enough up that like it's kind of cool. So here in Argentina, like in Buenos Aires, the coast up by Buenos Aires is river. It's fresh water. It's not ocean. And so, like, you go out and it looks like it's the ocean because it's, like, giant. Like, you can't see the other side. But it's just fresh water. And so then, but then that's why, like, if you go down south to the coast, then it becomes ocean. Which is kind of cool. But yeah, so we went there and we went and had an activity.
A little barren.
What?
Is that pipe important?
No, I don't know. It's been broken there since the day I got here.
What?
It's been broken since the day I got here.
Oh. Laying there and it looks important. So, I was just curious.
Yeah, I feel like the pension guy would probably do
might
something.
Be propane bills for the roof.
What are you doing? Put on the mosquito net, because if you don't, then all the mosquitoes are going to come in. Okay. But yeah, it was a good week. Tuesday, we had our district meeting. Which was good. District meeting, like always. And then we went. Did we teach anybody on Tuesday other names? Well, yeah, I'm sure we did. But who did we teach on Tuesday other names? I don't have my planner with me. Basically, we like this week we've been trying to just do like the same thing we've been doing for the past like forever, and that's just like working with the investigators we have to start getting them progressing or to stop receiving the lessons. And like we're getting closer to finish this list because like we've had to drop a couple investigators because they haven't been progressing, but yeah, so now like we're starting back up and finding more people. Like really you should just kind of have like a constant flow. Like you should be finding new people, teaching those people, progressing or dropping, and then like you should always be finding more people. But I don't know, we just kind of found like a ton right at first, so now we're just kind of like
We have like 30. No, it was like 26 investigators.
Something like that.
But like.
But there's not very many that are like coming to church. Like we really only have like Lara and Renee and Brian and then Mercedes every once in a while. Brian and Tobias.
And we're trying to help Adrian.
And we're trying to help Adrian. Because Adrian is kind of going inactive, which makes me sad.
Jessica's cool though, dude.
Jessica is cool.
That
so
was
we found
like way funny.
So we found this girl. Name's Jessica. But yeah, she doesn't really know a whole lot about religion because like she went to the Catholic Church when she was a little girl and then she like kind of stopped going. She doesn't even like really know why Jesus is important. Like she has like a Virgin Mary that she has like above her fridge with like a little like pink cross around it. And
I didn't see that.
Yeah, and because that's what she said. She's like, I was like, do you know anything about like Jesus? She's like, no, I believe in like God and like the Virgin or whatever. She's like, I have my Virgin and I believe in God and that's it. And I'm like, oh, but like, do you believe in Jesus? And she's like, yeah, kind of. And I'm like, oh no. We're like, we got a lot of work here.
We're teaching lesson one.
And then we go and we start teaching lesson one, and I'm just like. Okay, wait, we gotta back up.
Time out.
We're gonna figure out why the heck you don't know who Jesus is.
She didn't even know how to pray.
She got baptized and she didn't know. Whatever. Catholic Church is apostasy. We know that.
I wonder how many things in the world are apostasy.
Like, pretty much everything that's not true. No, but, yeah, so that was fun.
Dude.
But we taught her to pray, which is pretty cool.
I know what's going to start the second coming. I figured it out.
What?
This is how we'll know. When they make mate against the word of wisdom.
Okay.
Dude, there'd be riots all over in South America.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, dude, like, people would come unhinged. Like, there'd be huge apostasy in the church.
I don't know. It could be, but I feel like that won't
happen.
I think that the signs that it says in Revelations are going to happen.
Fair enough. Dude, is that what you do all night?
Yeah.
Dude, that's not funny. Because, seriously, you do somersaults in the bed. Like, I'm not even kidding.
No, I don't. I just roll around because I move a lot while I sleep.
Back and forth.
Well, it's not my fault they gave us bunk beds.
I wonder if we could cut the legs.
No, we can't cut the legs. We don't have, we don't even have knives to cut bread.
We have a machete.
Yeah, machetes are not used for cutting.
Yes, they're used for chopping.
Yeah, then if you chop it, it won't be flat on the bottom, and then it'll like rock because it'll be like uneven.
I am pretty good with machetes.
No, you're not good with a machete.
I trust my machetes.
And plus, they even said we can't use machetes.
Fetch.
Sorry, man.
Wait. Loophole. They said we couldn't use machetes to help members.
Fair point.
They never said anything about in the pen.
You are true. You are right.
For service, when we do service, you're not allowed to do a machete. Use a machete.
Okay, fine. So we won't be doing service, but we'll be cutting off a bed in our pension. That seems like quite a loophole, Alden Ants.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah. So now we're going back to Wednesday. What happened on Wednesday, Alden Ants?
I don't really remember. What was Wednesday?
Wednesday was...
Was Wednesday when we made the bread?
No, that was Thursday night.
Because I ate it all during weekly planning.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday. I don't even know what happened Wednesday.
I don't remember what happens, like, any of the days. I know we go out, we make citas with a bunch of people, and then we get into their house. They'll either be there or they won't. Then when they're there, we just, like, cry repentance unto them. then
well,
if they aren't
Bella
there.
LeBaron cries repentance and kind of drops the cane. Ooh, I think Wednesday is when we drop the cane on Lara and Rennie.
Oh, I think you're right. No, I think that was Thursday.
Oh.
I don't know, we went over to their house and like the Hermana was a member and the Hermana isn't. And the Hermana like told us, he was like, what did he say? We were talking about like the law of chastity. And then he's like, where does it say in the Bible that like I have to get married? And we're like, or he's like, where does it say in the scriptures we have to get married? And then I was like, oh no.
Fetching apostasy.
Fetching apostasy. But then we left him with Jacob too.
Yeah, so.
And it dropped the cane.
And it was a little more drop the cane than we probably should have.
Oh well, I don't really care. I'm here to tell people that they need to repent. And if they want to repent, they'll repent. And if they don't want to repent, they won't repent. But that's their decision.
The part I don't understand is like, he's like, yeah, I don't want to marry her until she quits smoking. That makes no sense. You're sitting there living in sin, and you want her to repent before you will?
Like, yeah, I don't know.
How does that work?
I don't know how it works, but it's okay.
Do you think we could take that door off?
No, we're not taking the door off.
Why not?
Where are we going to put it?
Behind this.
That would be so pointless.
That would be very smart, and you're considering it.
I considered it for about 5 seconds, and then I just said no.
But you did consider it.
I did consider it. So, yeah, so then, so yeah, Thursday we went there, and then we've been working with Florencia, but, like, she's about ready to have her baby.
We're not talking about Florencia.
She's about ready to have her baby, but the thing is because of that, she doesn't come to church and, like, I don't know. So we're probably just not going to pass by for the next couple weeks because she's going to probably go to the hospital, have her baby, and then she'll be out for a little bit, but whatever. Then, let's see, who else? Tobias. We haven't been able to find, like, talk to him in a while because... Yeah, because he goes to his dad's house in another area, but hopefully he comes back. Then, Brian. Brian, dude, he went to the temple on Saturday, which was super cool. Made me super happy. He went to church on Sunday. So he's going to get baptized on April 8th. Or at least we're praying that he gets baptized April 8th.
Okay, dude.
I have faith.
You see how excited he was?
We were like we were talking and we were like, are you ready for the 8th? And he's like, what's on the 8th? Even though like we've told him like a million times, he's like, oh yeah, my baptism. Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's pretty much a member. Like,
yeah, he really is. How old? Isn't he 14? No, he's 15.
14.
I think he's 15. 14. I'm pretty sure he's 15, man. Yeah, I know he's 15.
Yeah,
15.
My bad.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
This is funny.
We gotta start talking to his family, too, because, like, we've talked to his mom, and his mom's like, I support him. Like, we're Catholic, so I don't, like, want to change my church or whatever, but, and she's like, well, we don't really have any, like, members of the Mormon church in our family, so maybe, like, he'll help us understand, like, what the difference is, or, I don't know. So, yeah, then we, like, so shared lesson one,
like,
and she didn't.
Door opening. It's gonna be, like, in the district when we saw. Dude, that's what it's gonna be.
That's what it'll be, man. But, yeah, then, let's see, what else? Then.
Oh, can we tell him about the thing, or do we not tell him about the thing?
What thing?
The thing.
I don't know what the thing is.
I don't know what it is either.
Okay. then.
He knows the thing.
I don't know the thing. I don't know what you're
now
smoking.
Your parents are going to be like, hey, what's the thing? And you'll be like, I don't know what he was talking about. But I just told them that they know what you're talking about.
Elements. You are a crazy person. So, yeah, so...
Why do you always call me crazy?
Because like, you are crazy.
That's been established, like...
Alright, so... Then I was gonna say, so then we have Mercedes and she's doing good, but for some reason she didn't come to church yesterday. I don't understand why, because we literally went past her house the day before and she's like, yeah, I'm coming. And then we go and we pass by her house in the morning. She wasn't there, but her mom, that's a member, went to church and we asked her and she's like, yeah, she said she was coming. So I don't know what happened. Whatever, we're gonna have to go pass by her and see what happened, but
you're almost there.
What?
Nothing.
Then
Jose knows it.
Yeah, obviously.
That's what I meant, but like, you're almost there.
Oh, Jose and Elizabeth. They're super awesome. I'm super excited for them. I don't know why they didn't come to church either. That makes
they
me...
They had company. That was like their brother or something, I think.
Yeah, that sucks. They need to come to church.
Yes.
They were excited. They were like, yeah, we're going to come. It's going to be sweet. Because
yes.
They have a family of like 3 kids. And them 2. And then a friend that is like the person that owns the house that they're living in. And they were all going to come. Yeah. They were all going to come, but then they didn't. And so it makes me sad. We're going to have to go and see what happened. But yeah, like we've been talking about like them getting married and stuff because they're not married. And like they said it's something that they would want to do. So
they're like, yeah, I was like, I know it says in the Bible I need to get married.
Yeah, he's so. Like, I know it's something I have to do. He's like, I just haven't done it. Like, all right, well, let's do it. So we've got like a date going for the last week in April. So we're going to see if we can make that work.
You just want a wedding party.
I want a wedding. Weddings are sweet.
Dude, I bet they make a bunch of freaking Portuguese food. I don't know. Portuguese food.
Brazilian. Or Portuguese food. I don't know.
It's like we have Spanish food.
Well, yeah, Spanish food is like Baixa.
But like
Bahia.
I don't really say Portuguese food.
It's probably Portuguese food. I don't know.
Like,
so
you don't really call it that. You call it either like Brazilian food or
food from Portugal.
Food from Portugal. Why don't we say Portuguese food?
I don't, because nobody eats Portuguese food. Where's a Portuguese restaurant that you found? It doesn't exist because they've got Brazilian food because Brazilian food's good, but
we're gonna make one, okay?
Eu falo português.
Well, we go like, can we like double team? We'll team up.
I'm just kidding.
We'll start a Portuguese food restaurant.
Yeah, you're gonna have to first learn Portuguese.
And you're gonna have to learn how to cook.
Eu neve. Tenho nascido de bons pais.
You're just speaking Spanish with a Portuguese accent.
Eu nefi tendo nascido de bons pais.
That's
what it says. And then in Spanish it's yo nefi. Habiendo sido. No, habiendo nacido de buenos padres.
Yo nefi.
Bueno, yo nefi. Habiendo nacido de buenos padres. So, yeah. So, all in all, it's been a good week. We're working with our investigators. We're trying to get them to come and progress. Ellen Nance is going to go clean the dishes.
And the bread in the oven.
Oh, yeah, and the bread in the oven. But, yeah, I want to share a scripture with you guys. And the scripture is a good scripture.
Oh, God.
Well, then just leave it in there for a little bit longer.
How do I tell when it's done?
Dude. If it's like golden brown on the top. Okay. This scripture is super cool. So.
Can I call time out?
So this is Alma 24:26.
Oh,
Barry. 26 and 27 of Alma 24. And so it says. Y sucedió que el número de los que se unieron al pueblo de Dios aquel día fue mayor que los
que el de los que habían sido muertos, y aquellos que habían muerto eran personas justas. Por tanto, no tenemos razón para dudar que se salvaron. Y no había un solo hombre inicuo entre los que perecieron, pero hubo más de 1,000 que llegaron al conocimiento de la verdad. Así vemos que el Señor obra de muchas maneras para la salvación de su pueblo. And I just really like this scripture because this is in the moment where the people of Anti-Nephi-Lehi, they are attacked by the Lamanites. And the Lamanites come and just start killing them. They just like bow down before them and just let the Lamanites kill them. And then what happens is it says that the number of the people that died was smaller than the number of people that repented and joined the church because of the faith that these people showed. And I don't know, it was like I always have loved this scripture just because it's just like a crazy act of faith. Like, I can't even imagine being in this time where there's like thousands of these Lamanites coming running at you with swords and like screaming and like ferocious. And you're just like, well, I'm not picking up a weapon to fight and protect myself, so I'm just going to kneel down and start praying to God, and then if they kill me, they kill me. And it's like, and that's seriously what happened, and it was so cool. Like, I don't know, I've always loved that story. But it just goes to show, like it says at the end, the Lord works in many ways. And it's really true, like, we don't know the little things that the Lord's doing in our lives to try to help us share the gospel with other people, or maybe like we start talking to somebody that we don't usually talk to, and it's like in that way, like the Lord is working through us, you know. And really it's important that we always are trying to share this gospel, that we're always doing our best effort to make sure that everybody is continuing in this road, because it's the straight and narrow. It's not easy, but it never said it was gonna be easy. So, but yeah, I don't know. I was just reading it in this scripture, and I really like it. I really like how, like, the faith of these people. So my invitation for you guys is that you guys can have faith like the Anti-Nephi-Lehites, and that when people like are trying to tell you that what you're doing isn't right, that like you guys are crazy or whatever it is, just know that you're doing what the Lord wants you to do, and so that's what's important. But hey, I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you more next week. Love you. Bye.